Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with a mining stocks special here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 28th of July. Starting off with a favourite of mine, Arc Minerals. So the reason for that is this rising flag that we've had, a beautiful bull flag breakout. I suppose the breakout there through 3.4 pence, so end of day close above that today. And I think even yesterday doing the trick in terms of the shares. The main point of excitement here is the top of that rising trend channel, one-year channel, heading for 8.5 pence, which could be hit as soon as the next month or 2 months, maybe by the end of September, something like that, at the current rate of progression. Stop loss, ideally the shares don't go back below 3 pence, maybe you allow down to 2.7, which is the current area of the 20-day moving average, but really that's a bull flag there and it shouldn't really break down from there. Next situation is Kora Gold, which I always mean to look at, but don't quite do it. Here we've got the technical excitement provided by the way that we've gapped through former resistance, which is always a very strong thing to do. In fact, both the resistance of this year and last year, so 10 pence being the level in question. Probably we can say that while we're above the 9.25 area, which is a June resistance and 2020 resistance, one would be looking for greater heights. Just how high the shares would go is suggested by that rising trend channel from December 2018 heading towards 16 pence, hopefully over the next month to 6 weeks on that situation, but above 9 really, up to 16 on that situation. Cobra I've looked at quite a few times before, but just to have it in this particular selection is nice. And here you can see that the shares fell back rather painfully from the May resistance through 3.5 pence. They behaved themselves in terms of going up there, so one can't complain that much. Current situation is it looks like we've got a nice bullish consolidation at and above a former initial July resistance at 1.8 pence. Probably want to say that while we're above the broken May resistance line at 1.5 pence, we should be heading higher. Best case scenario target here would be up to 4 pence at the top of that rising March trend channel. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for 2.3 pence resistance from June and July to be broken before pressing the buy button. But with the break of that trend line there should be enough in this case to take the stock higher. Stock which took ages to get off the ground but then exploded and probably made ensure that people just missed out was Conroy Gold and Natural Resources. Here we had that, well I suppose actually we did have the clue there with the break of that triangle from February around 12 pence at the beginning of the month and then the slow move higher and then we accelerated and gapped higher after that. We hit the top of the channel there from February at 25 pence, and that was the target there. Now waiting to see really whether the shares want to fill that gap down to 15 pence. That would be a potential buying point for technical traders to take the stock back up to 25 pence. Best case scenario target here over the longer view, 2 to 3 months, would be that we head up to 35 pence, which I suppose in this climate of mining stock boom is something that could be possible. So basically above 15, 25, and then 35. ECR Minerals, much hyped by the Twitterati and other people, but actually in this case it's worked rather well. Here we've hit the top of that trend channel from May, around 2.2 pence. I think the promise the last time I looked at it was if we get a decent close above 2.2 pence, which we haven't quite got so far, then there could be a new leg up. Normally, you don't see a new leg higher from it, such a wide trend channel. You've done enough in the near term. But weekly close above 2.2 pence could take the shares up to 3.5 pence, and 3.5 anyway after all the consolidation, maybe around the 2 pence area, should be the destination for the shares over the next 2 to 3 months. Greatland Gold probably takes the prize of being the stock that everybody wanted to win, and then actually it delivered the goods. Here you can see that we've got the shares still probing higher within a rising trend channel, which I'm just about to draw now. Here we've got that trend channel from December, floor of the channel running at 12 pence, and the top of the channel heading towards 20 pence, basically. 12 pence, up to 20 pence is the easy target. Ideally, we don't fall below that June, July resistance at 13 pence in the meantime, but one would probably have to allow for down to 12 pence on that particular situation, chasing that 20 pence target. Not quite so smooth in terms of the flow as Galileo Resources, but here we've seen the stock consolidate well after that massive spike that we had in May. I suppose we retraced about half the rally there and settled down after that. The good news at the moment is we've broken in the last couple of days, or to start this week, we've broken that symmetrical triangle from April around the 0.72 pence level, and above that, and especially above the 50-day moving average on an end-of-day close basis, which we nearly did today, we should head higher again. The target here over the next couple of months, up to the top of that April trend channel at 1.4 pence. Stop loss at this stage, probably back below that July little flush out move there, sub 0.65 should probably do the trick for this particular situation. I've been gushing about Jubilee Metals in various places over the recent past, and amazingly enough, the shares have still held up quite well. We're obviously near that November, January resistance, just up towards the 5 pence area, but it looks as though the breakout's already happened here. It happened last week or the week before, middle of July, breaking that triangle from January around the 4 pence level. And above 4 pence, really looking for 6.25 pence at the top of that trend channel from last year. Maybe 6.5 pence should do the trick. Ideally, there's no, as implied, there's no break back below 4 pence ahead of the move towards 6.5 pence for that stock, Jubilee Metals. On to another keenly followed situation, Katoro Gold. Here we've got another triangle break. Hasn't sort of set the world on fire after the triangle break and the 50-day moving average break at 2 pence, but at least while we're above 2 pence, we're looking for further upside. Initially 2.5, which would be nice, and then up towards that resistance line projection from February, heading towards 5 pence, which basically retests the February resistance there. This stage only really back below that 200-day moving average at 1.64 pence, really hurting the bull argument on Katoro. Macango is next, and here you can see that shares a little bit quiet, let's say, but we have had a decent recovery from the April low there towards what's at 2.2 pence. We need to break basically the line of resistance from June, running at 4.7 pence. If we can do that, end of day, end of week close above that, above 4.7 pence, should take the shares up towards the 6 pence area, which is where the 200-day moving average currently lies. Stop loss back below 4 pence is probably the best that you can do. Three more to go in this marathon session. First is Power Metal Resources, which has had a bit of a spike there towards 1.1, 1.2 pence and come back. But at least while we hold above former resistance on the way up to, say, 0.7, 0.8 pence, we're still very much in the bull scenario for this stock. All the near-term moving averages rising, including the 200-day line, which has been rising for a couple of weeks. So the shares should take up the slack of the latest pullback quite quickly. This stage only really back below the 20-day line, 0.67, upsetting the bull argument, and an eventual target over the next 2 to 3 months, up at the top of that June 2019 trend channel at 1.8 pence. Thor Mining is next, and here you can see that shares have been, well, ideally if you're a bull, they've been bumping along the bottom. The reason for saying that is that they've been bumping along the 200-day moving average at 0.31 pence, and quite happily, they haven't actually needed to touch the 200-day line so far, so that is a plus point. The rising 50-day line at 0.35, also a plus point, and the way that you can draw a rising trend channel from February heading towards 0.7 pence is also quite a decent thing as well. So above 0.3, looking for 0.7. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-week close above 0.4, which is July intraday resistance, before pressing the buy button. Finishing off with Alien Metals, which begins with an A but has an epic that begins with a U. Here we've got the shares in a bull flag, and looks like we're in the run-up to a golden cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages over the next 2 to 3 weeks, perhaps. Run-up to a golden cross, normally the strongest part of the cycle. So looking for a top of November trend channel target as high as 0.32 pence over the next month to 6 weeks. And obviously after that, we could hopefully retest the old May 2019 resistance through 0.4, 0.45. So looking pretty well set up for Alien Metals at the moment. That's it for me today. See you again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.